I am not really calling it a military coup at all. To the contrary, in fact, I am insisting that the thing that should be called a military coup is what happened in February 11th of 2011, when, in fact, the armed forces of Egypt removed President Hosni Mubarak. This was a complete coup because the military installed itself as the guardian of Egypt. And in this case, the military simply removed a sitting president when there was tremendous opposition against him. And with his constitution did not provide for any form of recall. This time, the military has actually created a civilian council to govern the country, headed by the head of the Supreme Constitutional Court. So it appears to me that to call it a coup would be a grave mistake.
I made a comment about the military coup because, and you mentioned popular uprising.
Yes.
Here in the United States, if, say, the American people don't like President Barack Obama, they have to wait until the next election. So if the Egyptian people, which I noticed were maybe evenly divided, did not like our President Morsi, maybe, as he said, they could have waited until 3 years after he has served his term.
Yes, I think sensible people would have definitely agreed on that if they were dealing with a sensible individual. But Morsi was not a sensible individual. He, in a sense, absolutely can be easily compared to a madman. He's not any different than Gaddafi or Saddam Hussein. After all, I think it is extremely important to remember that even Hitler was elected. So, you know, I think President Barack Obama had it absolutely right when he reminded Morsi that democracy is not only about elections. It is not. Morsi failed to understand that. In fact, when Morsi got elected, and he got elected with a very thin margin, he insisted that, oh, he got elected with a tremendous mandate, even though it was with a very thin margin.
How long do you think this strange relationship between the military and now the Constitutional Council or whatever you may call it, how long do you think this can last?
What they suggested was that this is a transitional period that would not last for more than 6 months. I have no reason to, believe or to be suspicious about their time frame. At least this time we actually know it is not completely in the hands of the military. At least this time we also know that the individuals involved have a degree of political knowledge, political acumen, and political experience. And even though the person has been put in charge of this governing council, who's the head of the Supreme Constitutional Court, is not a politician, has never been involved in politics whatsoever, at least we have someone who knows the law. You have to remember that Morsi's gravest mistake was that he continued to violate the law every now and then.